Okay, Houston, we're up to 2.1 on the LEM CM Delta B gauge now.
Roger, copy, 2.1. And while I'm talking to you on this oxygen tank pressure gauge, it's starting to look like there's a bias in there of about 14.7 due to the fact that the reference chamber has apparently leaked its one atmosphere reference value down to probably vacuum. And that coupled with a 5 PSI meter bias should give you a total bias of about 20 PSI on oxygen tank pressure. But the gauge seems to be working okay except for that bias, so we're going to continue to follow it so we can give you maybe a better number prior to LOI.
Houston, 16 over.
Go ahead.
Okay, Pete, just took my window shade out of my rendezvous window, and looking out at quad one of old Orion, the thermal shield that sits directly inboard of the quad is facing the plus Z direction. It's a little piece about 3 feet long by about a foot wide. It's beginning to peel off also now. Over.
Doing the same thing as the panel we looked at last night, huh?
That's firm, except for it's not nearly as bad. It's just primarily on the inboard side. But it is beginning to get the threaded wheat appearance like the other one, over.
Roger, understand.
Pete, on the outboard side, right out near the quad, or right above the quad, on that same panel, it seems to me it's beginning, it looks like it starts out with a very fine shaggy grass type stuff, and then slowly peels up into the shredded wheat type. Over.
Roger, understand.